This is Ozarks at Large. For nearly 17 years, there has been a weekday routine near downtown Fayetteville. People seeking help in a time of crisis have been coming to a small building, a former church, next to City Hospital. But the agency, called Cooperative Emergency Outreach, and affectionately known as CEO, will have to find a new location soon. The property is now up for sale. Annabelle Steelman-Berry has been with Cooperative Emergency Outreach for about 16 years, and she's the publicity chair for the operation. During an after-hours visit at the CEO building last week, she explained what happens every Monday through Friday afternoon.
We open at 1 o'clock. Sometimes if you drive by here at 11:30 or 12, you'll see 10 or 12 people lined up outside because they know that we see people in the order that they arrive.
When the door opens at 1 o'clock each afternoon, clients take numbers and fill out paperwork. Then a trained interviewer escorts clients to a private room to find out more about that person's situation. Annabelle says the needs vary, but can be very serious.
The car broke down, and they had to spend money to repair the car, and so there's not quite enough money to pay the electric bill. Or they're out of work, but they have a job interview in Rogers, but don't have the gasoline to get there. Whether it's a job loss, maybe somebody had a medical emergency, they had to pay a doctor bill, and there wasn't quite enough to pay the rent.
From there, the interviewer advises the agency's daily manager, who will then decide what action can be taken to help.
We have a limited amount of funds each day, so if they have a very large bill, we can't pay the whole thing, but what we will do is pay a part of that. Occasionally, we will get on the phone and call the electric company or call the gas company and say, okay, what will it take not to have this shut off?
The CEO also has a food room with non-perishable items donated by 21 churches, businesses like Tyson Foods, other local agencies like the Rice Depot and the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, and from food drives by postal workers, Boy Scouts, and the 21 sponsoring churches. There are also non-food items like soap and cleaners, toothbrushes, that can be given to clients. And everybody who works here, from the interviewers to the daily manager to the people preparing food packages, volunteers their time. Retirees, teachers for a couple of weeks during the summer, and others. Nobody is paid.
Yeah, it is amazing. We have, any given day, we have 9 volunteers. We have a receptionist, 4 interviewers, a daily manager, somebody on the computer, because that's how the checks are written, and then 2 people working in the food room.
All volunteer.
All volunteer.
The complete lack of a payroll, the CEO has no CEO, has helped keep the administrative costs at a bare minimum, as has the fact that since 1995, the owner of the current CEO building, Washington Regional Medical Center, has allowed CEO to use the facility completely rent-free.
So 96% of what we receive goes out to our clients, and that's why we're really hoping that I don't know what will happen if we could find some place that we had low or no rent. It would be wonderful, because of course then we have more to give to our clients.
Annabelle says the agency, as well as the board of directors, has been grateful for the 17 years of free space, but they are now trying to figure out where they'll move to next, so they can be ready when the City Hospital property is sold. The current location has worked well because it's relatively close to Seven Hills Homeless Shelter, the bus lines, and the Salvation Army. Cooperative Emergency Outreach serves Washington County, south of Northwest Arkansas Mall. It's all of Fayetteville and the smaller towns like Lincoln, Winslow, Goshen, and Prairie Grove. Last week, when Annabelle was giving a tour of the current CEO home, the agency had helped 86 people the previous 3 days in some way.
If you add in last week, which would be a full week, plus these 3 days, it would be 300 people.
Cooperative Emergency Outreach volunteers and board members have helped the agency grow since it opened in December 1990 in the old Washington County Jail near the courthouse. At the beginning, there were 12 sponsoring churches, now 21. Annabelle says as the region grew, so did donations and the amount of money and food available to dispense to clients. She says the effort to find a new place has only been active for a couple of weeks, so she says there are likely options yet to be explored.
We're going a lot on faith that something will come up. You know, maybe there's somebody out there who needs a really big tax deduction and they're willing to, give us a building.
She's been involved with cooperative emergency outreach since 1995 or 96 and says she's seen firsthand that volunteers will be able to help put in place any adaptations that are needed in the next building, like walls or carpeting. There is a concern, she says, among volunteers and board members that a new location without free rent might cut into what the organization can do. And when asked about the worst-case scenario, no new location, she sighs.
There would be a lot of people that no longer had a needed resource. I really can't imagine that with 21 churches plus the community. Hopefully, the community will also, you know, if somebody has an idea, you know, they get in touch and say, "Hey, I know where there's a building that would be appropriate." But I can't even imagine that. I just can't imagine that something, you know, wouldn't come up.
Annabelle Steelman Berry is a volunteer at Cooperative Emergency Outreach in Fayetteville and is the agency's chair of publicity. Last year, Cooperative Emergency Outreach says it distributed more than $165,000 to clients for assistance with rent, utilities, and other needs. Most of the gifts, they say, were in amounts of fewer than $100. Nearly another $120,000 in food was given to more than 6,000 families last year. You can learn more about the agency at ceofayetteville.org.